KXCI Tucson. You're now listening to the Future of Radio bonus tracks, where youth broadcasters explore lesser-known facts about music and the world we share.
This is DJ Coop, and you are listening to Metal Madness, where we review music that will make your head explode. And in my first episode, we will be talking about Iron Maiden's biggest album, Number of the Beast.
I left alone. My mind was blank.
It was 1982, and the Satanic Panic was on the rise. Then there was this one album released, Iron Maiden's Number of the Beast. And the Satanic Panic went crazy. People smashed their vinyls and, according to one documentary, carried a 25-foot cross in protest at a show. But my reaction to it as a teenager is it pushed boundaries, but is one of the best albums. The most iconic song on this album is Number of the Beast. The lyrics are straightforward, telling about a nightmare Steve Harris had after watching the horror movie Damien Omen 2, which came out in 1978. The song starts off with a deep voice speaking about who the devil is from the Bible. The best part about this song, though, is Dave Murray's aggressive guitar playing. My favorite song on this album is Run to the Hills. What I like about this song is that you are able to hear Clive Bull's drums over Bruce Dickinson singing over it, and Steve Harris matching the drum beat on his P. Fender bass. The music video consists of people that are dressed up as European settlers that are coming to invade the Native American territory. They filmed in black and white to give it more of a historic view. For the last song I would like to discuss is Children of the Damned. It was influenced by a movie called Village of the Damned and a Black Sabbath song called Children of the Sea with Ronnie James Dio. The guitar part speaks. It matches the singing parts. It's almost like the guitar is the single. It's a repetitive song. It makes it so people can sing along. The lyrics are gruesome, awful, and hideous, which show why people were protesting. Overall, the way that Bruce Dickinson sings the lyrics over the instruments on this album makes it feel joyful. My opinion on this album is it's got some metal madness and makes you feel some suspense. This is DJ Coop with Metal Madness. Find more episodes on KXCI.org. And until next time, keep headbanging.